Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're going to talk about imaginary enemies today.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid, wonderful day, and you are splendid, wonderful people. Oh, take a deep breath and rest. Just take a deep breath, because God is good. God is good to me. He's good to you and everybody else in this world. Even if they're homeless, even if they don't have this, they don't have that, God is still good to them. He washed away our sins, man. He took away our sins and forgave us. I believe it. And I believe that He exists and He is a rewarder to them who diligently seek Him. Is that what you believe? I hope you believe that, because that's what faith is. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You know, like how money is nowadays, you cannot go and pay your electric bill with faith, right? But you need money. So if you need money on this earth, when it comes to God, you need faith to please Him, to deal with Him. You got to make exchanges of faith with God in order to get things done. You know, you're not going to walk up into the store tomorrow, I don't have any money, and here's my shoe. They don't want your shoe. They want money. Even though your shoe could be worth money, they don't want the shoe. They want the money. And so when it comes to God, He's glad that you have talents. He gave you those talents. He's glad that you have this. He's glad that you have that. He's glad that you helped the community. He's glad that you started a business. He's glad that you're taking care of your family. But when it comes to God, you and I both, we have to have what? Faith. That's what we have to have. And so today we're going to talk about imaginary enemies. Imaginary enemies. You never heard that? Well, I was watching a show the other day. They were talking about people having imaginary friends, right? You know, they pretend like their friends are this, or they don't have these friends for real, but they pretend that these friends exist. You know, they'll talk about them as if they exist. They'll give them names as if they exist. And we're not talking about that today. We're talking about imaginary enemies. Imaginary enemies. A lot of times, people that you think are your enemies really aren't your enemies. You know, a lot of people just like to feel like everybody's against me. That helps them fight stronger or fight more. Okay. But if you have imaginary enemies, I can imagine you're making yourself miserable, or you're making other people around you miserable, or you're fighting people who are actually trying to help you. That's one. You're fighting people who are trying to help you. A lot of people think God is their enemy. They imagine that God is their enemy. God don't want me to do this, and He don't want me to do that. And I can't never do nothing with dealing with God, because He always only wants this, and He wants me to live by the Bible and this, that, and the other. Well, okay. All right. But God is not your enemy. God is not your imaginary enemy. God is the one who's in charge of everything. And if you're going to get anything done, you're going to have to talk to Him anyway. See, but the devil will trick us into believing that God is our enemy, or our imaginary enemy, that kind of thing. You know, imagine that God was your enemy. And so He would trick people into that. All of us. He'll trick all of us into it. If we're able to be tricked, He'll trick us. And so we'll walk around hating God for years, talking about how God ruined our lives, or we're always going to fight against God, and anything that looks like it's a God rule, we're going to fight against it, or anything dealing with God, we're fighting against that. We don't want this church built in our neighborhood. We don't want that church built in our neighborhood. We don't want this help center for the community built in our neighborhood. We don't want this property that's low-income housing, whatever, for children, for people to move into straight out of a different city into a new city. It's anything that looks like help or look like God, we don't want no part of it, because God is our enemy. You got to be careful. Got to be careful. God's not your enemy. God's your savior. He's not your enemy. He's the one who helps all of us. None of us will get anywhere without him. Regardless if you live him right or not, you wouldn't get anywhere without him. You wouldn't make that money. You wouldn't be able to have that contract if you didn't have him. If he didn't allow it, I'll put it like that. If he didn't allow it, you wouldn't have it. He's not your enemy. He's actually your friend. He's the friend that's closer than a brother. He's the one who laid down his life for you. And he already did. So God is not your enemy. And then the people that you work with, everybody can't be against you. And if they are, the problem might be you. It just might be. I'm just saying. It might be. Could be. Maybe. But a lot of times we're creating enemies out of people who are not our enemies. And we really got to be careful with that. We got to be careful with it. If we're not careful with it, we won't get as far as we can, because everybody's an enemy. We treat everybody like enemy. You know how you treat your enemies a little different than you do your friends, I hope, right? And so if you think you have an enemy, you're going to start treating that person as an enemy. If you think they're an enemy, or you feel like they're an enemy, you're going to treat that person like an enemy. But we go through life thinking that a lot of people are trying to hurt us, and a lot of people are not trying to hurt you. Remember, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spiritual wickedness, high places, things like that. A lot of times we'll think that the white man's our enemy. We'll think that the black man's our enemy. We'll think that the green man is our enemy. We'll think that the blue man is our enemy. At least get to know people before you declare them as an enemy. At least know that they're a true threat, you know, and not just a threat that somebody told you about, or a threat that you might see every so often on somebody else. No. Imaginary enemies. I can't just go and make people. Well, this is how you do. You can do it this way. When you're prejudiced, you can make anybody an enemy. Oh, they don't dress the right way. They smell different, or they talk this way. They don't live where I live. And so they're an enemy. Imaginary enemies. You're making up enemies now. The real enemy is the devil. But you, since you can't see the devil, you go up and make up other enemies so that you feel better fighting. You know, like I told you, some people just feel better fighting, or knowing that, or thinking that they have an enemy and fighting against the enemy. And that gets them through the day, or that gets them through the week, through the month. Listen, I don't have no time for no imaginary enemies. I just don't. If you don't like me, you don't like me. If I don't like you, it's going to take me some time to like you. And I hope the Lord understands it, because a lot of times people will make you not like them. And so now you got to work around your initial thought of that person. You get it? And if you're not careful, you'll make that person with their bad attitude an enemy, an imaginary enemy, when really God sent you in the path of that person where you guys could work together and get something done. Maybe your sword sharpens their iron, or iron sharpens iron and sword sharpens sword, whatever the cliche is. Maybe God sent you guys together to work that way, and you're concentrating on that you don't like the way they smoke. You know, you don't like the way they smell. You don't like their family, or you don't like their nationality, or you don't like their culture. You don't like something about them. And so you create an imaginary enemy. God needs us to step out of that. He didn't come and save us for imaginary enemies. No, he saved us because we have real enemies. And a lot of times the people that we make imaginary enemies can help us fight the real enemy. But you got to be careful. You can't just stop liking people or stop dealing with people because you don't like them. Sometimes you need somebody to help you fight. And sometimes they're not like you, but listen, like I read the other day, you can write, or you, it's like if two people are fighting for each other and back to back, you can get more done as opposed to facing each other and fighting each other. You don't have to have imaginary enemies just because you're saved. You know, like a lot of times when we become believers, everything's sin and everything's the devil, and every person's the devil that don't believe, like our new church. I mean, that's just how we are for some reason. I don't know. I apologize for those of you who've experienced that from some of us. We cannot have imaginary enemies. God already told us who the enemy was. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Those people that you hate ain't killed and destroyed nothing that of yours. Hadn't taken anything of yours. You know, now what if? Now, if they've stolen and destroyed something of other people, sure, you gotta watch them. But that still don't give you the right to make them an imaginary enemy. A lot of times God's just saying, hey, watch that person. Hey, watch him. Hey, watch her. But we get in there and hate them and don't want nothing to do with them and can't stand them. And how dare God have me meet these people and I don't like these people. You have way too much to think about. Imaginary enemies are generally just like you. And for some reason, y'all don't like each other. But they're not your enemy. The enemy is the spirit that controls people or gives people ideas to do mean things to other people. So in the grand scheme of things, those people didn't harm you. You just don't like them. But don't make them your imaginary enemy. Life is too short for that. Listen, if you live through life and you get at least one good friend, I mean, you're doing good. A lot of people get through life and don't have any friends. So don't make imaginary enemies.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.